Blog Talk Radio.
Senators voted to burn the flag of the United States of America. Eight were on the Senate Intelligence Committee, headed up by Bob Graham of Florida, Carl Levin of Michigan, Rockefeller, Wyden, Durbin, Evan By, John Edwards, Barbara Mikulski, Fred Thompson, plus Daniel Akaka, Evan By, Robert Bennett, Joe Biden, Jeff Fingerman, Barbara Boxer, Robert Byrd, Maria Cantwell, Gene Carnahan, Thomas Carper, Lincoln Chafee, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cochran, Ken Conrad, John Corzine, Tom Daschle, Christopher Dodd, Byron Dorgan, Dick Durbin, John Edwards, Russell Feingold, Bob Graham, Tom Harkin, Daniel Inouye, James Jeffords, Ted Kennedy, John Kerry, Herb Cole, Mary Landrieu, Patrick Leahy, Carl Levin, Joe Liverwurst, Mitch McConnell, Barbara Mikulski, Patty Murray, Bill Nelson, Don Rickles, Jack Reed, Rockefeller, Paul Sarbanes, Chuck Schumer, Gordon Smith, Arlen Specter, Debbie Stabenow, Fred Thompson, Robert Torricelli, John Warner, Paul Wellstone, and Ron Wyden. 80% of flag burners vote to kill kids. Here are the flag burners in the house. Abercrombie, Ackerman.
Welcoming. Welcome to the Spirit of America party. I love everybody. How you doing tonight, boys and girls? Welcome to our show, the Spirit of America party book. I wrote this book about 5 years ago. I sold 2 copies. But you know what? I'm reading this book. I found it on the internet. I'm reading this book. It's somebody, I don't know how it happened, but it's uploaded on the internet, and somebody did it, and I'm reading it, and you know what? It is more accurate today than it was 5 years ago. I can't believe what I'm reading, and to see exactly how it's being duplicated right now in America. So let me tell you where I was tonight. Tonight is Holy Thursday. I'm not a religious guy, but I'm married to a nun. Many years ago, I noticed my Playboy magazines were disappearing. And in their place were things like Marinol, Lives of the Saints. So I had to give up the Playboy of the Month for Cosmos and Debian. And St. Stephen. But anyway, this lady I'm married to, and I got to tell you, I'm thinking of looking for a younger woman. I think I'm looking for somebody about 70, 71. Oh, she's 70. She's going to have a birthday soon. Oh, boy. When you get up here, when you get up to this, at this stage of life, you know life is a series of tens. And that if you can make it to the 10th, you can almost predict your dismissal. But anyway, I married a saint. What can I tell you? I married a saint. So she's going to church on Holy Thursday. What am I going to do? She's going there to pray for my soul. What am I going to do? Sit home? I can't do that. I got to go. So we went. It was a beautiful ceremony. And you look around, you see all the old people. And there's a handful of kids. And where are all the kids? They're worshiping false idols. The Pied Piper, the devil's Pied Piper, has led them all to MTV. And that's what they're doing. And then, of course, after MTV, a night of video games and MTV, they go to school, and then they get propagandized by the communists. My friends, we've lost our schools, we've lost our universities, we've lost our country. Forget about it. Forget about it. You haven't got a pope's chance in hell. Speaking of a pope's chance in hell, Pope dies, he goes to heaven. St. Peter greets him, says, come on in, we'll show you your quarters. And they give him a little room with a little cot, smaller than you could pay $3,000 a month in Chelsea for. And so the Pope, he makes his bed, and he decides to take a walk. He's walking up and down the hall. He comes to this huge room. It's got a pool table. It's got a poker table. It's got all Tiffany lamps. There's a big desk, and there's a guy sitting there behind the desk. He's got his feet up. He's smoking a Cuban cigar. And the Pope is scratching his head, and he grabs St. Peter, and St. Peter goes, what's the matter? He goes, look, I was in the Vatican. They had all kinds of apartments. I lived in opulent conditions. I die, I come to heaven. They give me this little room. So he says, so? He says, there's a guy down the hall. He's got a palace. Oh, you mean the guy smoking a cigar? He said, yeah. Look, up here we got 279 popes. We only got one attorney. Like it? Okay. So I'm thinking of the Pope. And this new Pope we got, Francis, great guy. Great guy. And I'll tell you what rocked me when I saw this Pope. He came to the balcony. He had a 48-ounce bottle of Coke. So he's been excommunicated by Mayor Mohammed of Bloomingdale. And I started a rumor. This one's really going to cause a revolution. I said that I told a couple of girls that the Mohammed of Bloomingdale, the keeper of the pea kiosk, 16 ounces only, has just banned high heels in New York. So they were all gunning for him. So having said that, and I'm talking about popes, I open up one of my blogs, and it's a Bill PLO Dancer Marr, and the Catholic League has written his boss, which is Time Warner Cable, which used to be owned by Mr. Lithium, the guy that married the communist Jane Fonda, Hanoi Jane, who was responsible for McCain getting the Jane Fonda workout. You know what the Jane Fonda workout is? They tie your arms up behind your back and they hang you. They hang you from the ceiling. And eventually, when they get finished with you, your arms get pulled out of your sockets, and you can't raise your arms no more. Ask John McCain to raise his arms over his head. He can't do it. That's called the Jane Fonda workout. And there's an award. If you get the... when Jane Fonda goes to the Emmys, the Oscars, the government of Vietnam gives her a special award. It's a spittoon. It's called the Hak Tui. And that's all Jane Fonda deserves. And when she dies, she's going straight to boiler number 3 with Ted Kennedy. So, anyway, Mr. Lithium, Ted Turner, he walked into his office when he was running Time Warner, and there were Christians or Catholics in there with ashes on their heads. And he got all upset about it, and he called them a bunch of Jesus freaks. So you know what the policy is at Time Warner when it comes to Catholics. So who is working for Time Warner but Bill PLO Dancer Moore? Now, why do I call him PLO Dancer Moore? Because on 911, he called the 19 sorties who drove four planes into the ground eventually. Two went to the World Trade Center. He called them heroes. And I only wish that Bill PLO Dancer Moore had been on the 88th floor with a front row seat. And I guarantee you, he wouldn't have liked the results. So, as Americans were jumping off of roofs, and that's all edited out now, you won't ever see that footage again. That's been covered up by the communist media. They'll show you an atrocity that took place in Alabama in 1955, but they won't show the atrocities that are going on today by the Communist Party. You see, the Communist Party, what they do is they remind you to be afraid of the Nazis, because the Nazis are the bad guys. But the Nazis died in 1945. And in the last days of the Nazi Party, Joseph Stalin, the great communist, on the outskirts of Berlin, told his troops that no Russian would ever be tried for a crime against a German. And he said the only innocent Germans are the unborn, and we kill 4,700 of the unborn every day. Mothers murder 4,700 children a day, and fathers look the other way and don't want to be recognized. 4,700 a day. How would you like to make 4,700 a day? It's a lot of money. It's a lot of kids. So, Joseph Stalin also... by the way, when he said that no German would be tried for a crime, as the Russian troops poured into Germany on the way to Berlin, they raped 2 million German women. Not once. They raped 2 million German women. Not once. You think about that. So, you know what Stalin also said? The three greatest assets of the American people that have to be destroyed? 1, patriotism. 2, spirituality. 3, morality. In 1962, in Florida, a congressman read into the congressional record the 45 goals of the Communist Party. Now, the Nazis have been dead since 1945, but the communists got you looking out for Nazis, but nobody's looking out for the communists. You can't say the word communist. If you go on a talk show and say the word communist, everybody cringes. Everybody cringes, and somebody will call you on the side and say, you really shouldn't say communist because, you know, not everybody's a communist. Only 51% of the country. Yeah, and probably 26% doesn't know they're communists. But that's what Stalin said. Destroy spirituality, morality, and patriotism, and the country is yours. And where are we tonight? We're all waiting for Kardashian to fart on American Idol. Are we paying attention to what's going on? No way. We have no idea what's going on. I watched General Allen, the Marine in charge, four-star general in charge of the Afghanistan theater, talk to an audience, and he sounded like he was Mohammed Baradei. I said to myself, listening to him, God help the privates and the corporals in the Marine Corps, because this man is on the side of the other team. This is the general that sent his topless photos to the girls in Florida. Remember that? He's in charge of the Marine Corps. He's a 4-star. How much you want to bet Obama makes him a 5-star general and the head of the military? He's perfect for it. And he talked about zakat. I gave zakat. I gave charity to the poor during Ramadan. General Allen. What is this guy? He's brainwashed. We got a brainwashed general. They ought to call him Taliban Allen. That guy should be removed. Anybody that had anything to do with Benghazi has to stand trial, including the president. But you'll never impeach the president. He could commit murder live on TV. Nobody will touch him. OJ got away with murder, didn't he? And what did we do? What was the best we could do? We got him life in prison for baseball cards. We're in trouble, man. We are all screwed up. You know, when Cornwallis surrendered to Washington at Yorktown, you know the tune that the British Army played when they turned over their weapons and swords? The world had turned upside down. Well, they're playing it again, folks, because our world is turned upside down. Hang in there. So I started to tell you about Bill Maher. And Bill Maher, the Catholic League has a list of about 49 jabs that this guy has taken against the Catholic Church. And they're upset. They're telling the president of Time Warner he's got to sit down and have a heart-to-heart with Bill Maher. Bill Maher, and by the way, Bill Maher was bred an Irish Catholic. So look ashamed, Ireland, because one of St. Patrick's snakes has got a job. Yeah, you know, St. Patrick chased all the snakes out of Ireland. Yeah, they're all working for Time Warner. And the Party of Death, the Democrats. So back to Bill Maher. So he is going after this Pope. And I got to tell you something about this Pope. This Pope is a walking Bible lesson. This Pope got in a bus. After he was made Pope, he got in a bus and he went back to his hotel and he paid the bill. He got on a bus. He doesn't have to get on a bus. Anyway, then he's at his first parade and he's coming down, and this is right out of the Bible, man. They have a cripple. You know the story in the Bible of Jesus was in a room and they opened up the roof to put a paralyzed man, to lower a paralyzed man, and Jesus healed him? You know that story? Well, this was it. Right on the streets of Rome, they had a guy who was a cripple, and they passed him up to the barrier, and they were holding him, and you could see his body was twisted, and the Pope stopped, went over to the man, and kissed him on the forehead, and you had to see the smile on that cripple's face. It was like he was in heaven already. It was touching. So I just thought I'd tell you about that. And this Pope is a great example, and I hope he continues to be a great example. And there's one thing that communists and Democrats don't understand. There are no amendments to the Ten Commandments. You can't rewrite them. They are cast in stone. So Bill PLO Dancer Maher, who hates America, I don't know what kind of upbringing he had, but I got to tell you something. One day we're going to get the truth on Bill PLO Dancer Maher, and nobody is going to believe it. It's going to shatter your world. This guy is the personification of evil. Something bad is going to come out about this guy. Something real evil. Usually you see them, their hair's all wild, and they got a look in their eye like some of these shooters. You notice all these shooters, they're all crazy. They all have a crazy look. Now after 90 days, they're releasing information on this Adam Lanza, but they show his baby picture. That's not Adam Lanza. That's Adam Lanza as a child. Show me the guy who walked into that school. You're telling me that a police artist can't give you a current picture of Adam Lanza showing the world what he really looked like, not the communist version of child gone wrong? The kid was a mental case. And his mother must have been just as mental because she gave him money to buy another gun. He liked guns. He liked shooting guns. So his mother said, look, that's all he likes. I'll give him guns. That guy couldn't qualify for a gun. There's two people in this country that don't qualify for a gun. Adam Lanza and Mario Cuomo, or as I like to call him, Mussolini. There's a guy that's sick, too. He's in the Bill Maher category. He's real sick, that guy. You don't need 30 bullets to shoot a deer. Who's shooting deer? We're shooting tyrants. Suppose you're hunting 30 deer. How many rounds should you carry? You don't need 30 bullets to shoot a deer. It has nothing to do with deer. And he's pro-choice. He's pro-choice. Too bad his mother wasn't. Yeah, give me a break, man. 4,700 kids a day, and their governor is not giving one of them a pardon. Yeah. We got the wrong people in power, and we're all going to pay for it. We're all going to pay for it. I look at my grandchildren, and I say, they have nothing. They're gonna walk right into hell. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. You have no idea how much trouble we're in. And you want to know something? George Patton said it in 1945. Twice in my lifetime, I have seen the greatest industrial power in the world come from behind. I don't think I'll see it a third time, not with missiles and the speed of war. And look what's happened. First time in American history, 12 years ago, the greatest military defeat by 19 sorties, shouting Allahu Akbar, cutting the throats of pilots and stabbing stewardesses and running planes into the World Trade Center. Did you think those towers were coming down? In 1945, a B-29 or a B-17 went into the Empire State Building. The Empire State Building is still standing. And it only took them a year to build it. 12 years later, we're still waiting to put the Christmas tree on the top if it doesn't get banned. We're in trouble. We lost our country. The universities are infected with communists and sex addicts. We have lost our values. We have lost our virtue. Bishop Sheen once said, a country is known by the morality of its women. Oh, man. Don't say that. Okay. So Bill Maher has called out the Catholic Church. And he mocks it. And you know what I said to myself? I'm in church. I'm in church, I'm trying to save my soul. And the voice in my head is saying, that effing Bill Maher. And I'm looking at the covered cross and I'm saying, you died and you went to heaven, but you're being crucified every day. You must bleed every day. Every day a baby has its head cut off, you must bleed. Every day a junkie ODs, you must bleed. Every day a GI is betrayed, either on the battlefield or at the VA. You must bleed. You must bleed all day long, every divorce. I don't know how you do it. 2,000 years ago, you were hounded and hung. And every day they hound you and hang you again. It is sad. It is really sad. It's enough to, as my father-in-law would say, jar your grandmother's preserves. Hang in there, I'll give you a tune. In the ceremony tonight, that they used a lot of incense, and incense, the smoke rises, you know, and I'm looking in the incense to see if I see any images, and I'm saying to myself, oh, this is another way Obama can shut down the Catholic Church. He can send the EPA in. Okay, I'm going to give you an oldie but a goodie. It's 2,000 years old. And I'm going to dedicate this to all the Coptic Christians in Egypt. I'm going to dedicate it to all the Greek Orthodox who loved God. Kyrie eleison. To everybody that worships the cross.
O salutaris hostia, quae caeli pandis hostium, terra primundos filia, da robber fer auxilium.
About the governor of Colorado, and the governor of Colorado was signing a gun control legislation, and he's got all his fellow Quislings up on the stage, surrounding him on the desk. There's one black woman there. Where do you think the black woman is? She's right up on top of the desk. Now, you don't think that's staged for a reason? What is that for? That's terrible. It's like Obama with little kids. He surrounds himself with little kids and he's signing legislation. But he will allow a baby to expire that's alive and give it no help in a Chicago hospital sink. Yeah. Don't tell me about these hypocrites. Jesus knows every one of them. So, I started to read the blogs on the governor of Colorado, and a lot of hunters are upset now, and they apparently elk hunting is very big in Colorado, and they're threatening not to bring that business to Colorado, but Colorado don't care. That governor took that into consideration and said, screw him. It's like, what's the guy that has Schultz that owns the Sissy Latte, what is that? Oh, Starbucks. You ever see the logo they have? Is that a little scary, that logo? Is that sort of like devil worshipping or something? Is that what they call those Wikiics or something? The Wickums? Yeah, everybody's got a religion. Hey, there's only one religion. It goes back. It's 5,000 years old. Yep. And it's a to-be-continued religion forever. We're the New Testament, and they're the Old Testament. But we all testify. So, Colorado boycott begins. So you know what they're doing? They know that they're not going to be that effective with giving up hunting elk. So they're going to give up Coors beer. Oh, now that's going to cost a lot. So, Colorado boycott begins. Coors is the first target. Check the blogs. First they take your guns away, and then they take you away. I'll say it again and again and again. The Second Amendment was created by people who hunted, not for hunters. It wasn't created for hunters. Those people in 1776 did all the hunting they wanted to do. There was no laws about hunting. The law was against being hunted. And whether they're British or communists, somebody will hunt you, and if you don't defend yourself, they'll keep on coming. We fired our guns and the British kept it coming, but there wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. And that's another thing that bothers me. I'm so tired of these elite beanheads making fun of southern states. They are the most ignorant and obnoxious pieces of feces there are. They're looking down their nose at people. And I mentioned it. I said, I'm so tired of hearing this. My wife says, yeah. Well, you know what? Let them farm. Let the what's his name? John DeMonkey. John DeMonkey. He's always making fun of Southerners. Communists make fun of Southerners. You know why? They want to divide the country. That's all they want to do. They don't care what state it is. If it's not going their way, they're going to mock it. They're going to mock it like they mock Christ. So, first they take your guns away, and then they take you away. Everybody sing. We're off to Dublin with the green on the green and the helmets shining in the sun. And the tanks, they roll like lightning to the rattle of a Thompson gun. The fools are already slaves. Lose your guns, you lose your country. Hey, vets, they're coming after you first. And they're using the local police. And after they get rid of you, they're going to get rid of the local police. So listen up. It only takes 25% American to overthrow the tyrants. We did it before, and we can do it again. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free. Wishing every American a happy resurrection. I believe in two resurrections. One, if you mess with me, and two, when Jesus comes down from the cross. So, now we have an article on Bill O'Reilly, and Bill O'Reilly made a statement. The other side hasn't been able to do anything but thump the Bible. The other side. Oh, it's not his side, huh? That's interesting. Well, cancel my O'Reilly gear order. Bill's papal hat is too big. I recall him threatening the Catholic Church when there was talk that John the Kennedy Catholic Kerry would be refused communion for being a flag burner and a baby killer. Bill said to a priest on his show, "The Pope better not do that." The priest just smiled and said, "Go ahead, make my Sunday." And Bill said, "Do you want it with the chocolate?" And O'Reilly never wears a flag pin. Juan Williams is more American than Bill O'Reilly. I'm going to tell you about flag pin wearers. Juan Williams has worn a flag pin since I've been watching him. I think I caught him one day without it. Other people, Alan Combs, after 9-1-1, he wore it for 30 days. And then he took it off with his hands were wrestling in a Dr. Strangelove grip, and pulling the pin off the lapel. And then my hero, Sean Hannity, 30 days later, stopped wearing his. But then eventually Hannity's wearing it now. And he went back to wearing it about 6 months later, I think. Not that I'm checking. Can you name the one lady anchor that was on Fox that wore a flag pin all the time? Was only one. There was never more than one. Can you name her? I can. Her name is Donna Fiducia. She's not there anymore. I hope it wasn't because she wore a flag pin. So, Bill O'Reilly, I say, cancel my O'Reilly gear order. And besides, that papal hat that you have in your catalog is too big. I recall him threatening the Catholic Church when there was talk that John the Kennedy Catholic Kerry would be refused communion. And the priest said, go ahead, make my Sunday, I told you that. The Pope better not do that. Yeah, O'Reilly never wears a flag pin. Okay, so I know the Harvard brainwashed answer already, because I have similar relatives to straddlers. I call them straddlers. They get up on the fence and they never go either side. They sit up on that straddle that fence. Hey, that's his tactic, and it works for him. He's made a lot of money. He's going to make a movie. Savage must be flipping out that O'Reilly's making a movie. Savage calls him the leprechaun. And Savage is dying to make a movie. But Mike, Jack Hatfield's a communist. Yeah, so you got to give O'Reilly credit. He knows how to play the crowd, and he knows how to pick winners. And he'll never jeopardize his position. And that works... in fighting communism, because the communists would love to bring them down. And they take flying passes at them all the time. But also, he won't give CPR to a fallen conservative. But anyway, so I believe his Harvard brainwashed answer would be, I don't have to wear a flag pin to show my patriotism. Oh, yes, you do. Your dad would. And the communists, liberals or communists, will say, yeah, these phony metal warriors wearing their little flag pins. What do you wear? Little hammer and sickle? You got a hammer and sickle tattooed under your armpit? So, I think that when there's a situation and people start knocking the flag and the pin, everybody should rise and, like O'Reilly's dad, sing Faith of Our Fathers. So, and do you know the tune, Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey? Well, sing it with these words. Won't you wear your pin, O'Reilly? Won't you wear that flag? The victims cry all night long. I'll buy the books, O'Reilly. I'll buy the gear. Please don't do America wrong. Remember how sad September 11th? We had nothing but a pin and a song. Please won't you count us in? Patriotism's not a sin. O'Reilly, won't you wear your pin? You know, I stopped wearing it. I got to start wearing it again. I got some relatives, man. They're never without it. Never without the flag pin. They got a bathing suit on. They got a flag pin on it. So, a couple of websites you should check out. www.mediacrapmatters.us www.mediacrapmatters.us And, of course, our show, www.SpiritOfAmericaPartyRadioShow.com. I know it's kind of long, but it's the best I can do under germ warfare. Oh, they got some dentist in
Oklahoma, and he's got 7,000 patients that have to be AIDS tested. Oh man, how's how do you get that notice? Yeah, and that's what got me. Somebody said, "Yeah, well, all those Oklahoma people are, you know, they're Southern jerks." Let me tell you something. If you were around when Korea broke out, it was the Oklahoma National Guard that took the biggest hit in Korea, and they served, and you never served. So what are you? You're not even a servant. You're less than a servant. You're a nobody. And besides that, everybody hates you.
Welcome to Chase Manhattan Bank. Press 1 for Spanish. Press 2 for Chinese. Press 3 for Russian. Press 4 for Early Mediterranean. Press 5 for Ancient Sumerian. Press 6 for English. Oh, you didn't press 6. You pressed 1. 6 is 1.
Dico parsi, dico dico parla, non se via, non dormi che se non là. Chi passa parisi, chi va passa e parla, come le vono, come si vede galà. Qua vede un sombrero, le chiese viene a plati, non c'è vanno in se promene per di fa. Se sta monta chancro, li tre regolisa, i ferre vengono le cipone da lambla. On vi tu quando sono pronte le corsere, chi spese la tratta del nuora venosera. E quando ci è passata con la maison, chi la vita sulle gratelle, la che l'hai di fila. Dico dico se venne in con le gatere, se sono mai cose non c'è vanno le sedere. Il tuo gardete vostro anche se sombrero. Se sembri cavallero, dico dico. Dico dico parti, dico dico parla. Non si se mio, non so più che se non là. Si fa se pari, si fa se parla. Come ne vuoi, non so così mi regala. Può vedere il sombrero, le vite viene a plate. Con c'è mani, se promena, petit fa. Si sta montando, non li crede con il là. Si ferre, metto le gibone, la randà.
Rheance Priebus. Do you know who Rheance Priebus is? He's the National Republican National Committee Chairman. He's the one that ushered in Romney to victory. And now he's saying we have to be more like the Demo Camos in order to get customers. He says, let's steal the customers from the Demo Camos. How are you going to do that, Rheance? Oh, well, we'll have to make some concessions. Oh, yeah, like what? Learn to speak Russian? Yeah. Hello, is this Rosetta Stone? Could I get one Russian and one Chinese tutorial? Yeah. When I first heard, Rheance goes all out. Rheance Priebus. He says, steal customers from Demo Camos. When I first heard this guy's name, I thought it was a disease. What is it, Doc? You can give me the bad news. You've got Rheance Priebus. Oh, my God. Yeah. I thought it was a disease. We puppies love to lose. Why would you let this loser lose again? Lead us up to losing, oh, modern we puppies. You can't run out and beg a black man, a gay, and a Latino to show that you're just like the other team. We're just like the other team, but sweeter. Yeah, give me a break, man. So, Repuppies, you have to be sincere. Look at Colin Powell. He was a Republican, affirmative action candidate, wet-nursed by the royal Repuppies, the Blue Bloods,
They're at the top. They're waiting for whoever runs the race to get to the finish line, the finish end, finish line, so that they can put somebody there in his place. Yeah, give me a break. So, they wet nursed Colin Powell, and they bring him along, and mind not that he let the Republican Guard escape, who then killed 1,000 Americans in Iraq. We had the Republican Guard enclosed. It was vaporization time. And he said, no, no, let's not kill them. It would be a turkey shoot. Yeah. Well, that was Turkey Day. It was Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving that Americans weren't dying. And you let them get away when you could have vaporized them in 10 minutes. And they came back to kill 1,000 Americans at least in Iraq. Casualty count was 4,700. 1,000 around Colin Powell. Oh, but you'll never see that in the media. Not only will the Democrats not pay any attention to it, but the Republicans won't either. So, and what did Colin Powell do to show his appreciation for the Republicans that brought him along? He voted for Obama. Yeah. Yeah, unbelievable. My figures are better than lies. Yep. I'm waiting for Prance Remus to jump out on the stage with a conga drum and sing Babaloo for Votes, wearing a chiffon boa. Give me a break, guys. Get real. You want minorities? Show them what you can do for them without using tax sucker money to buy them. Savage is ranting and raving tonight about all the disability people on disability. He says if you add it to the unemployment count, it's like 26 million people. And they're all, a lot of them are scams. This Binder and Binder, who I made fun of. I thought he worked for Imus in the Morning. I thought he was a cowboy singer. And I said, what's a New York lawyer doing wearing a cowboy hat? And it's good business because he's playing the Lone Ranger. And his company made $68 million on disability claims. No wonder he says he'll take care of you. He's taking care of himself, too. Yep. So, if you want minorities, show them what you can do for them without using tax sucker money to buy them. Nobody ever failed doing the right thing. Even if they kill you, you get to rise up on the last vote. More tea, anybody? We have a lot of flavors, and you can fill your cup with us. No communists, please. Hang in there, I'll give you a tune to bring you back to life. Pro-life, baby, it's the only way to go. The next tune I'm doing, I'm dedicating to the original cast of the Bible. And I'm told that this is very rare. And I happen to come across it and I save it for traditional Jewish tributes. It is Al Jolson singing Hatikvah. So I'm dedicating, this is your Passover gift from the Irish Catholic. The second installment of the Bible.
Fasten his arms.
when God was looking for a chosen people, he went to the Muslims first. And he said to the Muslims, I'm looking for a chosen people. And all you have to do is keep my commandments, and you will be my chosen people. And the Muslim said, can we have more than one wife? And God said, no. And he said, we'll pass. He went to the Catholics, and he said, I'm looking for a chosen people. And if you become my chosen people, I will choose you for my chosen people if you keep my commandments. And the Catholics said, can we eat meat on Friday? And God said, no. They said, we'll pass. He went to the Jewish people. He said, I'm looking for a chosen people. You could be my chosen people if you keep my commandments. And the Jewish people said, how much do these commandments cost? And God says, they're free. He says, we'll take 10. You know there's an assault on all religion. Right now, the Catholics are on this fire spit. But it's like taking guns away. First, they'll take them away from the veterans. And then the cops that took the guns away from the veterans, they'll have to give up theirs next until Obama's civilian army is ready to take over. And so the Christians, the Catholics and the Christians are under fire. And the president tells you that he's an enemy of the guns and Bibles people. Yes, Obama bin Laden is our enemy. So, and of course, religion is under assault in the communist cucumber schools. So brainwashing is going on throughout the land and nobody knows it. And the people who do know it are fear to speak out that they might be labeled. The communists have a lot of labels. I used to joke that I used to sell label machines outside Democrat Party headquarters, and I used to get $10,000 a label machine, and if you bought a one label machine, I used to throw in 10,000 free racist labels. Yep, and that's getting a little worn out. That is really getting worn out. I mean, how long are you going to play the race card? Forever? Ain't going to work, man. Did you ever hear of deaf ears? I suffer from deaf ear syndrome. Yeah, I never owned a slave. I'm sorry. I can't free anybody. Don't ask me. Don't ask me. I just don't. I never even had an indentured servant. Yeah. Of course, when I used to have to fight my brother to take the garbage out, he would say, I'm not your slave. Yeah. What are you going to do? I am a love slave. I mean, I'm married to a very voluptuous woman. She has to snap a finger. I mean, that's it. That's it. All she has to do is batterize. I'm gone. And bat me over the head. I'm gone, too. I used to be. I just came out of the battered husband's protection program. Yeah. You know what? It's very traumatizing when you get a 4 o'clock wake up with a black iron frying pan, and it doesn't even have a snooze alarm. It just keeps hitting and hitting. Hang in there. Let's see what we got to say. Notice of Fast and Furious is off the screen. Off, gone, gone. They walked it right off the screen. It did an exit stage left, Fast and Furious. Eric Holder will not account to anybody. Black Panthers that block a voting booth, block voting booths? No, it's the wrong color race card. We're looking for the white racists. We're not looking for black racists, but I got to tell you, racists come in all colors. And I also got to tell you, I have a lot of respect for Chinese people. They are never a thorn in anybody's side unless the ones come from Red China to take over. They own 2 million bad mortgage homes here. They could come in and start filling them up tomorrow. Yeah, they bought our paper. Hang in there. I didn't hit the button to talk. Did I? Yes. The reason the Chinese people are so successful in this country is they had it made. They came in. They just whisked right through any obstacles. They were the right color. They spoke English perfectly. They had it made from the day they stepped on American soil. And if you believe that, I got two bridges I can give you in Brooklyn for the price of one. They did it like everybody else does it, the hard way. But today people aren't doing it the hard way. Today they're all slaves to the government. So half the country is slaves to the government, and the other half is funding it. And if we don't change that balance of power, we are going to be all communists. Because when there's not enough of the one side to fund the other side, the one side that was doing the funding will have to give up all that they own to fund the side that's not working. Yeah, we're in trouble. We got to go back to becoming an industrial power. We have the opportunity. We gave all our old mills to China, and now we get all of the carbon from the Shanghai smokestacks. We can build new and be ahead of our competition in 10 years. Now, I don't like 10-year plans because you got a government that's spending in 1 year what they plan to pay back in 10 years, and that doesn't work. So what are we going to do? I say privatize everything. Close the EPA, number one. It's nothing but a damage control run amok. But privatize everything. Fannie, Freddie, Freddie Frick, Freddie Mac. Privatize it all. And the more you privatize, the more successful America will be. And when we get finished privatizing it all, the government will be maybe 600 employees with no time off. Yeah. Oh, no, we're not going down that road. We're going down the road of subjugation and poverty. Oh, yeah, put me down for some of that. Hang in there, guys. Did you see John Kerry on the Mexican border yesterday? He says, oh, yes, I like to watch this. These Mexicans, they have such short legs. It makes it hard for them to get over the fence. Oh, there's my gardener. Jose, you're late for work. Beware communist propaganda. Every day they propagandize this country. I'll give you an example. Adam Lanza, they show you the murderer of 20 children, that brute that murdered, that sicko that murdered those children and his six teachers. They show you his baby picture. They don't show you what he looked like, the rage from hell, the day he walked in and shot everybody. They don't show you that picture because then you would see evil and recognize it. And that's what the left does not want. And I don't call them the left. What's the left? A left is a communist. A liberal is a communist. Say the word. Learn to say the word communist. You'll be much better off. Right winger, mainstream American. So that's what you got. Mainstream Americans and communists. Well, I'm not a communist. I'm very wealthy. And who do you contribute to? Oh, the Communist Party. Yeah. Okay. You'll be first on the truck. They'll call your name first when the time comes to go to the gulag. They'll tell you about concentration camps. They never tell you about gulags. Yep. Stalin made 30 million Russians disappear. Mao made 50 million Chinese disappear. Oh, has anybody seen my Mao t-shirt? Oh, yeah. No, it disappeared. Give me a break, man. Start loving your country and stop hating it. Well, I don't want to be like those Southerners with no teeth. Is my latte ready at Starbucks? Yeah, give me a break, man. Give me a break. I once gave zakat to a starving Muslim.
Yes, I gave him 9 cents. You know, 9 cents goes a long way in those foreign lands. Oh, but of course, I was looking to buy hashish. You don't think the post office could be profitable if they were privatized and competed with FedEx and UPS? There's room enough for everybody. We're going to close the show with a tribute to somebody. We always pay tribute to somebody. Let me see who we're going to pay tribute to. Well, you know what today is, don't you? Today's Good Friday. So there's only one person I can pay tribute today. And thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice. And we don't appreciate it. But as long as you're up there on that cross, Lord, it's a reminder that there is good in the world.
I give my heart. give.